Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Patriots in the Free Zones. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones. This morning we are broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz on the AM dial. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a blessed week, trying to stay cool. It's super hot, isn't it?
It is so hot lately. But good morning to all of you, and we are so glad that you're with us this morning. We've got a lot of great things to cover, and it's going to be another good episode.
Yep, I think so too. I'm looking forward to it. We've got a lot of good things to cover. We are going to go... Are you hot enough?
Not yet.
Wow. Yesterday we decided to... Well, we had to run a couple errands, had to pick up a print cartridge. You had to go to the post office and mail some stuff off. So I thought, well, let's take the motorcycles. It's like super hot. I mean, it's like 100.
I was hotter on the motorcycle than I was before we even left.
Yeah.
I thought I was hot at home.
In one place, at what point it was 100 degrees. At another point where we were going, it was 103. And we did something we never do. We went in our shorts and t-shirts on our bikes because we're like huge proponents of gear. I mean, you know, all the armor, head to toe,
safety.
Yeah, helmets, gloves, you know, the whole nine yards. And but it was like over 100. It was like 101. It's like, let's go. Let's do shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah, that is. We have always thought that was dumb when other people did that.
We see other people.
Well,
yeah.
we had our helmets on. We had our helmets and our armored gloves. That was the dumb part.
But we went when we see other people. We're like, ooh,
man, be careful.
Don't be careful. Don't go down. It's gonna hurt.
We found out it was even hotter that way.
I don't know if it was hotter because I've ridden, you know, full gear in that weather, and you're roasting. I mean, you're lightheaded. It's like heat injury time.
I know it was hotter for me because the heat coming off of my motorcycle was like right next to my skin, so I was way hotter way. And then plus I had to be extra careful not to touch anything with my leg, you know, because then you get a little, you know, which is not fun.
Yeah, so that's something you do in the cool of the evening. You know, that's wow.
Yes, when the deer come out.
Right, exactly. Deer are way cooler.
Yes. But, deer obstacle coursing is what we call that. I mean, good grief.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's see here. Let's. We are blessed to be living in the American Redoubt, in the land of the free. There are places that are just as hot but much more miserable because of the humidity. I love living where we live. I love it, even when it's hot.
I know. And you know, we had taken a trip at one point to Yellowstone on our motorcycles, and when we got there, I remember thinking, well, this is really neat and this is a great trip and everything, but where we live is even prettier than this place, and people pay to get in here.
Yeah, by the droves. I mean, just thousands and thousands of people cramming in there paying. And where our backyard is prettier than Yellowstone.
Exactly. Just driving down the highway, and you don't have to pay $85 to do that.
Right. We don't have geysers and volcanic stuff, but still.
Well, we've got waterfalls and rivers and something. Right. You know, I was very impressed coming back home. I thought, you know, I was like, wow, what a blessing. And so to be thankful for that and not take it for granted, especially, you know, you're exposed to it daily. That is a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of blessings, let's get into the word of the day today. What do you got for us, Lady Liberty?
Okay, well, so for the word of the day for Tuesday morning, we have Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that reads, "The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools.
Read the last part again, the last sentence.
Yeah, because I kind of spoke wrong. For anger rests in the bosom of fools.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good one. And what was the address of that one again?
The biblical address for that one is Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 8 and 9.
All right. Okay. Ecclesiastes. Got it. All right. Good to go. We are good to go. Okay. Today is the 7th. No, today's the 18th. There is an event that we're going to be talking about. It's going to be a live streaming debut, which is going to take place here in just within the next couple of hours. It's a documentary. So a little teaser there. We're going to give you more details here in just a little bit. But first, I wanted to answer a listener letter. Actually, I already answered this in an email, but I got an email from Kevin. Thank you guys, and thank you for being out there, and thanks for listening. But he said, you know, I listen at 7 a.m. in Spokane on 96.5 FM, and sometimes I miss part of the program. Are the daily broadcasts not archived on this website for replay online? I need to listen to today's broadcast again. That was the 17th, Monday, for the legislative info concerning the COVID scamdemic. I want to listen to the shows again on the web. How do I do so? Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for listening. All of our shows are archived on our Podbean accounts. So whether it's the Radio Free Redoubt Morning Commute with JJS and Liberty, like what you're listening to right now, the Saturday Morning Show, which is the John Jacob Schmidt Show on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. here, right, same place, KTW. And then on our Sunday evening podcast, which is live streaming from Studio A of Radio Free Redoubt, that is also all three of those different shows are uploaded to the Podbean account. And that's at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. Now, you can go to the website, radiofreeredoubt.com. That's with a silent B, R-E-D-O-U-B-T. Radiofreeredoubt.com, and click on Listen to RFR, that tab up there that'll open up a page that has links to all of the different ways you can listen and what radio stations we're on and the live streaming and everything else. Now, Lady Liberty's podcast, The Political Church, is also uploaded to her own Podbean account, which was the same place for Liberty State Radio. And all of those previous shows are still there as well. But The Political Church is at thepoliticalchurch.podbean.com. And yeah, so all of those are there as well. All of our shows are uploaded there for you to download, to listen, to send the links to your like-minded friends and family, to share. And we appreciate you guys sharing, spreading the word with your like-minded friends and family and telling them about Radio Free Redoubt, especially the morning commute, just really positive feedback. Now, what he's referring to is not necessarily the legislation. It's not a piece of legislation, although it needs to turn into that. But what it is the Drew McEwen versus Jay Inslee lawsuit that was presided over by Benjamin Settle, a U.S. District Judge, and that was actually dismissed. It was dismissed because of that lawsuit, basically, Jay Inslee's argument to the lawsuit was, you know, you should dismiss this because you're suing me for enforcing something that I've never enforced. I've never enforced any of these restrictions, COVID restrictions, masks and social distance. I've never enforced any of that. So they did drop the case. Thank you. Man, looking out for me there. But I will give that to you one more time. And here's the case number. You can look it up. It is C, as in Charlie, 20, C20-5423BHS, Bravo Hotel Sierra. Okay, and that's the case number. So I'll give it to you one more time. If you got a pen and paper there, it's C20-5423BHS, and that would be the Drew McEwen versus Jay Inslee case. So hopefully that answered your questions, give you more information that you can get to. An update here, Lady Liberty. You remember what we were talking about with all these people getting stuff, unsolicited items from China.
That's right.
Yeah. And those were seeds?
Yep. Seed packages.
Yeah. Seed packages, like garden seeds. Well, we also found other people had stuff mailed to them, like these surgical masks.
Yep.
Don't put on a surgical mask sent to you from China that you never ordered.
I know.
Throw it away. Well, hold on to it. You know, put it in a Ziploc baggie. Treat it like evidence.
I would be leery of opening anything from China that I had not ordered.
Absolutely. Well, they have actually, the Department of Agriculture has been running this stuff through labs. Several now outlets have released their findings. This one I just grabbed off of Sputnik News, which is kind of usually an anti-American, pro-Russian propaganda platform. But anyway, SputnikNews.com says they released this story. The USDA finds noxious weeds and bug larvae in these unsolicited seed packages, in these seeds mailed from China. Other seeds contain larvae from a type of leaf beetle. Still others belonged to weeds such as water spinach and dodder, a parasitic vine that can rapidly entwine host plants. People who receive any seeds are being encouraged to file a report with the agriculture department in the state where they live. Yeah, don't plant them, whatever you do. That's an attack on our food supply.
I know.
As far as I'm concerned.
I know. Well, that was the same thing as seeing the Chinese gypsy moth arrive here suddenly as well.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they're known for just decimating massive, massive amounts of forests. They go through forests and trees and bushes, everything, and just wipe them out.
Right, right.
And suddenly we've got the Chinese gypsy moth over here. So and they showed up at the same time that the Chinese murder hornets showed up in December, after all of those insects are hibernating. So
in Jay Inslee's state.
Yes, what a coincidence. Well, it won't be his state for long, I'll tell you what. I mean,
isn't this exciting?
Yes, because when we were looking at the percentages of what he got in the primary, he only had 51% of the vote.
That's right.
And nobody was running against him.
Right.
And so the fact that now there's only, you know, the one Republican that has succeeded above all the rest. And so now he can garner all those votes for the general election. And so if Jay Inslee only had 51%, Culp only needs to come up with 2% to actually, you know, okay, so 3%. If he came up with 3%, he would have Washington State. We would have been able to flip this Democrat to a Republican state.
First time in decades.
Oh, for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And we are within 3 percentage points.
Yep. And people they've woken up. They're sick and tired of it. They're tired of being lied to.
Yeah.
They're tired of this aggressive left. This is not just liberalism. This is
aggressive, communism.
Militant, communist, revolutionary agenda.
Yep, this is
driven by hardcore left, anti-Americans.
Insurrection.
Yes,
insurrection.
It is.
This is not just an election. This is like the same thing as like an infiltrating army coming in to participate in our election. And if they win the election, they now own our country.
Is
basically what that turns out to be. And so, if we're within 3 percentage points of turning this back to a Republican state, holy moly, we had better push hard.
What
hard,
a blow
hard,
to the communists.
Harder than we've ever pushed to get people to vote, because we can do it. Within that few percentage points, we can do it. And so the other exciting part was that Bob Ferguson, our horrible attorney general, oh my gosh, he is a catastrophe. And he only had 56% of the vote in the primary, which is also a very exciting number for his opponent to have to, gosh, only come up with, you know, 7% more. If he can come up with 7% more over Ferguson, we've got Republican governor and Republican attorney general. We've wiped off the two most dangerous people from Washington state government.
Yeah, Yeah, Lauren Culp would be right up there like Trump on that level, in within the state of the level of attacks and the campaign that would be waging against him.
Yeah.
It would take all of us to surround him and fight. We're in the fight right now.
He would restore Washington to, you know, the rule of law.
Right.
Republican, you know, government and rule of law. How beautiful would that be?
That would be an amazing thing. Well, speaking of going up against the lies, we're going to talk about some information that you guys need to arm yourselves with in this fight for truth and this fight for the soul of America and for the minds of men. When we come back, we've got some cool stuff to share with you. But this is the voice of the American Redoubt, the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. You stay right there.
Right.
We'll be back in just a minute.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of
history. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
have... To change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
Hi, everyone. John Jacob Schmidt here. On behalf of myself and Lady Liberty, we thank you all for the opportunity to expand our reach and for requesting to have us on the radio daily. Unfortunately, with the exciting growth also comes growing costs. If you have a business, organization, or other enterprise, and you'd like to help us get your name out there by partnering with us and helping us to offset some of our production costs, contact us at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com to find out how. Again, that's johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Welcome back from the break on this wonderful, beautiful, free Tuesday morning on the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com to learn more about what we, well, about our platform and previous shows. Listen to RFR right by clicking on that tab. Also, for our Sunday evening show, we've had a problem for several weeks now. With the online audio player, without people using their own audio players to listen to that stream. And then we also have a call-in number where you can call in and listen over your phone. That has been broken as well. We're going to be doubling our efforts on trying to get that fixed. But it's just one more thing on a whole stack of things that we are trying to get taken care of. So have not forgotten about that. All right, now, as I mentioned before the break, we have been really hammering this in Washington State, especially because we're broadcasting out of Washington State right now, and we spend a lot of time in Washington, where there's several businesses that have reported to us that they've been threatened and intimidated with fines and having their businesses shut down, licenses pulled.
Yep.
By the Alcohol and Cannabis Board and their health districts under something that the governor's claiming he can't be sued for because he hasn't enforced any of this. Well, these are executive branch offices that are, apparently this is unlawful for the governor to even attempt to enforce, which is why they dropped the lawsuit. But his henchmen are out on the streets. The Gestapo is still going to these businesses, threatening them, shutting them down if they don't put their signs up and if they don't make people wear masks. And they have got these signs up in the windows saying, you know, per the governor's orders, you must have a mask to be in here, or you have to social distance, or only so many people can be in here at a time. all because of the governor's edicts, which don't exist.
Right, which don't have any legal standing whatsoever.
Right.
And if they're enforced, it's illegal.
This is, I think, just the intimidation to lead people to believe they're committing a crime or threatening them with fines that they can't even give them. They can't even fine them. Well, I suppose you could issue somebody a fine if they don't question it. They just pay it. You get away with it.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just like coming up to somebody saying, hey, give me your wallet. And then he gives you his wallet and you pull out $200. And if he doesn't report it, you got away with it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't fight you, if he doesn't call the police, if he just goes on about his business, happy that you only took $200 out of his wallet.
Right.
You
right.
got away with it.
Right.
And that's what these guys are doing.
I know. Well, and so, yeah, exactly. If people would do a little bit more research about their legal rights, they might understand that due process has to happen. And this is based on the fact that William Barr, U.S. Attorney General, he stated publicly in his public announcement that the Constitution is not suspended in times of crisis, period.
Right. That's right.
And so, therefore, the Constitution still stands. And even if this was a crisis, typically a crisis is limited to a very, very short time, like 48 to 72 hours max.
Right.
And so we are well beyond that. We went so far beyond that that businesses went bankrupt. People lost their livelihoods.
Out of business.
They're permanently out. They will be on the point of recovery. And so, you know, that's a huge liability for Governor Inslee to even have brought those proclamations about and then had these agencies go out and enforce it for him.
Right. That is criminal.
It is criminal.
That is something that you should be, to give someone the impression that you're operating under the color of authority, threatening them with fines if they don't alter their business in such a way that it destroys their livelihood and their business.
Right.
Or causing them to be out of business for good. The loss of millions, millions and millions.
Yep.
The ripple effect keeps going. And they're allowing it to happen. The governor is not saying, hey, guys, we're not going to do this. We're not going to enforce this. He's allowing it. He's allowing them to go out there to give the public the impression that this is enforceable, threatening them with fines, threatening them with the loss of their business. And it's being allowed. It's criminal.
I agree.
It's criminal.
I agree.
And especially because the whole thing also is built on a lie.
Yes. It's deceptive from the inception.
Exactly. It's like everybody needs to shut down your business because the sky's falling. And if your business is open, then you're going to, you know, you're causing the sky to fall on the rest of us.
That's right. You run the risk of having the sky fall on somebody while they come out of your business.
Exactly. Exactly. So when you look and you realize, wait, the sky isn't falling. All right. A little pebble that a bird dropped and landed on your head, and it's not actually the sky falling. So, and that's what we're dealing with right here. Now, the frontline doctors, America's Frontline Doctors Summit. .com. Matter of fact, guys, get a pen and paper. I want you to write down some resources we're going to send you to, because just in the last couple of minutes here, I want to make sure that you've got some resources in your hands to read up. There are some great documentaries. There are some videos, documentation. Look at the science. The science does not support the lies that we're being told. So write this down. America's Frontline Doctors Summit. America's Frontline Doctor Summit. Just Doctor, 1S. Summit.com. These guys are in the medical field. They're disputing the lies and supporting it with science and logic. As far as the claims of COVID-19 being something that we need to lock our entire nation, the world down for and destroy our economies. Sweden and other countries have not done any lockdowns, no mask mandates, no social distancing, just continue like normal. Let this virus run its course, just like you would with the flu or anything else, and they're thriving, other than when they're not running from Muslims, which they've invited to come into the take over their country.
Well, and we saw that same improvement in the state of Georgia as well.
Yes, absolutely we did. Yep. So you guys got America's Frontline Doctor Summit.com. The next one, I want you to guys write, you guys to write this down. It's all in German. So if you don't speak German, they do have an English section there for, well, different languages for the international community, where they add English subtitles. And they also have French, and they've got Spanish subtitles. But they have several other videos with English subtitles. And the website, this is over 500 German doctors explaining that the pandemic is a fake. So that website is www.acu, as in Alpha Charlie Uniform, acu2020.org. So that's acu2020.org. And they are forming an extra parliamentary investigation because the government and the official disease control offices in these various different countries are clearly being manipulated by an agenda, right?
Right. And we've talked about this at length, the numbers that they keep, you know, fudging and saying, oh, whoops, did we really say that that was 98% came up positive? Well, what we meant was 9.8%.
Right.
You know, those kind of things that are absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. And there's one more resource. There's something that's going to be happening here. Matter of fact, let me hurry up and give this to you guys. Just in the next couple of hours, at 5 p.m. United Kingdom time, or 12 noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific, the Digital Freedom Platform by London Real is they're going to be live streaming what might be the most important documentary you will ever see, The Plandemic Indoctrination. They are, it's part two to Plandemic, which is the, what, like a 30-minute documentary they just came out with. But anyway, look it up. Go to freedomplatform.tv. Freedomplatform.tv. Here with just within the next couple of hours at 9 a.m., that will be the Digital Freedom Platform and Plandemic Part 2. We're out of time, folks. You have a blessed rest of the day. Lady Liberty, sign them off.
That's right, everyone. You have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow morning.